नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, text 20. Aham Atma Bhutakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stita Aham Adish Cha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Aham Atma Kutakesha Aham Atma Kutakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Aham Atma Kudakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Aham Atma Kudakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Aham Atma Kudakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Aham Atma Kudakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha Aham Atma Kudakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Stitaha Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Aham I Atma the soul Bhutakesha O Arjuna Sarva Bhuta of all living entities Ashaya Stita situated within the heart Aham, I am, Adi, the origin, Cha, also, Madhyam, middle, Cha, also, Bhutanam, of all living entities, Anta, and, Eva, certainly, Cha, and. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I am the Super Soul, O Arjuna. Approved. I am the super soul, O Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle and the end of all beings. Purport. In this verse, Arjuna is addressed as Gudakesha, which means one who has conquered the darkness of sleep. For those who are sleeping in the darkness of ignorance, it is not possible to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself in various ways in the material and spiritual worlds. Thus, this address by Krishna to Arjuna is significant, because Arjuna is above such darkness. The Personality of Godhead agrees to describe his various opulences. Krishna first informs Arjuna that he is the soul of the entire cosmic manifestation by dint of his primary expansion. Before the material creation, the Supreme Lord, by his plenary expansion, accepts the Purusha incarnation, and from him everything begins. Therefore, he is Atma, the soul of the Mahat Tattva, the universal elements. The total material energy is not the cause of the creation. Actually, the Mahavishnu enters into the Mahat Tattva. The total material energy is the soul. When Mahavishnu enters into the manifested universes, he again manifests himself as the super soul in each and every entity. We have experienced that the personal body of the living entity exists due to the presence of the spiritual spark. Without the existence of the spiritual spark, the body cannot develop. Similarly, the material manifestation cannot develop unless the Supreme Soul, Krishna, enters it. As stated in the Subal Upanishad, Prakrityadi Sarva Bhutantaryami Sarva Sheshi Cha Narayanaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is existing as the Super Soul in all manifested universes. The three Purusha avatars are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. They are also described in the Satvata Tantra. Vishnu, the following words: Vishnus tu Trini Rupani Purushakhyani Ato Vidu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests three features as Karanadakshai Vishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, and Kshirodakshai Vishnu. In this material manifestation, the Mahavishnu or Karanadakshai Vishnu is described in the Brahma Samhita 5.47. Ya karanarnava chale bhavati smayoga nidram pachati smayoga nidram. The Supreme Lord Krishna, the cause of all causes, lies down in the cosmic ocean as Mahavishnu. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beginning of this universe, the maintainer of the universal manifestations, and the end of all energy. Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarvabhutashaya Sthitaha Aham Adischa Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha. I am the Super Soul of Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle and the end of all beings. Om Agyati Maranya Sahaginancha Nasalakyam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, this is a little technical description in the purport by Srila Prabhupada based on various Vedic scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Satvata Tantra, like that, who describes the Purusha avatars. We all heard Krishna has many avatars. The Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Lila avatars, Manvantars, like that. Shakti Avesha avatar. So there are many different groups of avatars described in the in the Shastra. And also especially Lord Chaitanya spoke in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami about these different kinds of avatars mentioned in the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and also in the first canto there are descriptions of the different avatars, and the Purusha avatars are also mentioned there. So the Purusha avatars are why it is actually mentioned here in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita as a vibhuti, because vibhuti in general is not the Vishnu Tattva. That's just the energy who represent the Lord's powers in this material world. But these Purushas are mentioned here because Krishna only wanted to prove to Arjuna that even the Purushas, who in one sense are considered the cause in many scriptures, many scriptures describe the Purusha as the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. So there's some places where this is described, that from the Purusha everything is coming, from Mahavishnu or from Lord Narayana. But here Krishna wants to explain that actually even the Purushas are not the ultimate cause of all causes of existence. It is actually him, it is Krishna, who is the cause of all causes, is the cause of the Purushas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the chapter of Adi Lila, there's a chapter describing the glories of or the tattva of Nityananda Prabhu. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? He's Balaram. So Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Balaram hoile Nitai. So Balaram came as Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu. And who is Balaram? Balaram is the his Sankarshan is another name of Balaram, because Sankarshan is an expansion of Balaram. So Balaram is actually the first expansion of Krishna. Actually both Krishna and Balaram are the supreme original cause of all causes. They're identical. They're identical. But still, Krishna is the original Govinda Madhi Purusham. So that means he also, Balaram expanded, was the first expansion of him. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, so he expands himself in many different forms, Vishnu forms, the Vishnu avatars. They're known as Amsha, Amsa avatar. Amsa means they are his planetary expansions. The living entities, they are also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but they are known as Vipinamsha. And their tendencies or nature is that they are very small and dependent on the Supreme Lord. Nityanam chetanas chetananam ekobahunam yovidhati kaman, as described in the Upanishads, that there are two living entities, but one of them is the maintainer of all other living entities. So Krishna is maintains ultimately all living entities. Those in the spiritual world are anyway maintained by him and his internal energy directly, because they never leave him. And even those marginal souls who belong to the marginal energy, the jiva, who have the tendency to either choose shelter in the Lord or shelter in Maya. For those who take shelter in Maya, the material energy or the material world has to be created to give them opportunity for activities. Because living entity has a tendency to be always cheta, as it's a nature, it is always conscious, it is sentient. It means it has senses, it has feelings, it is never a stone or inert or a non-entity. That's the whole point in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, where Krishna tells, you know, for the living entity there is no death. Because the living entity is eternal, it is nitya. Shashvato, ampurara, nahanyate, hanimani, sharire. So this is all described in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. So therefore the living entity has an eternal nature, and but this nature or personality of the living entity only comes to the perfection if the living entity establish a relationship with the source, from where everything comes from, and this is Krishna. As long the living entity wants to enjoy independently, it has to come under the influence of the material energy. And for that, Krishna is so merciful, he also takes care. Like a state, you know, there's always living entities who cooperate with the law of the state, and some who are criminal, who break the laws. And therefore, there's prison houses needed to put them in, and the control of the prison, Durga. But who created the prison, and who maintains the prison, who puts the living entity in the prison, who maintains them in the prison, who built the prison, and who in the end maybe will destroy the prison and build it somewhere else? It's the government. So in the material world, in the state, the government is supreme. Of course, the government also has ultimately somebody more higher, the devatas, those who supply the water, air, sun, like that, food. Otherwise, government, if they don't have that and can supply that, then they and all their citizens will die. So Krishna also has a government, a transcendental government, coming from the highest platform, up down to the material creation. All manifestations of that same Supreme Lord and his very powerful energy. Krishna's energy is very powerful. Therefore, through his energies, and through his different expansions, he manifests the spiritual planets and Paravyoma, the Vaikunthas, and also the material world here for the conditioned souls, and the Paravyoma Vaikuntha for the eternally liberated souls, and the Lord maintains them all and takes care. Difference is, the spiritual world, they never become annihilated, they're eternal, sat, or sanatana, but the material world, everything what takes birth here, even up from Brahma down to the tiny living entities, or from the higher planet to the lowest planet, everyone ultimately becomes annihilated. It's not the soul become annihilated, but the bodies and the universes or the land and the places change. The energy still stay, material world, therefore, because it's energy of the Lord, apara prakriti, it is also considered eternal, because it is the Lord's energy. What is temporary is the manifestation of this material energy. They have a beginning, a middle, and an end. But the living entity always remains. Only the living entity has to change bodies all the time. And that's the frustration. It's a big frustration. Because we build a house, you know, and then we know it is temporary. After one time we have to leave it again. And take to go in another house. Sometimes, according to our karma or salary, we can have a very nice house, sometimes not so, and sometimes we have to live on the street. Here in India we can see this. Or in some, very miserable condition of house. Made of plastic on plastic bags, and the of garbage, and carton and wood, you know, lying on the road. So that's how it is. So according to our karma, we can have different kinds of conditions. But in any condition, if we are now in a miserable condition on the street, or in a miserable plastic house, if you can even call it a house, or in a big palace, or in a flat, we know it is temporary. It has a beginning and an end. So this body also has a beginning and an end. But the problem is we all become attached to this body and to the house and to the car and to our possession. And we think, oh, I wish, you know, I could always be in this way. But this is not possible, because at one point the law of nature arranged in that way and has to give it up. But if we don't give it up voluntarily, with the knowledge that there is something higher I can gain, a higher shelter, a better house, a house that never become destroyed, a place where actually there is no birth, old age, disease and death. If I'm convinced about that, then I can become detached. I can give it up. But otherwise, nobody is able or ready to give it up. That what we have, even if it is miserable, we become attached even to the small, insignificant things that we have. If you have nothing more, you know, become attached to the minimum. And those who have very much, you know, they become attached to the maximum. So everyone is more or less attached. But this attachment, this raga, to this material world, you know, is the cause that we always have to take birth again and again. That means destruction always take place. And who is the cause of this destruction? And who is the cause of our birth in the different places? Who knows whom to put in which house of body? That's the super soul. Because the super soul, he never forgets. He's sarvagya. But we forget. Because we are tiny, we have a tendency to forget. We are insignificant, we are conditioned. But the Lord never is conditioned, even though He is in the material world. Although He is the source of the material energy, although He enters the material energy, and although He is in everyone's heart, He is not conditioned by the house. As the Upanishad describes, there are two birds in the tree. Svetasvatara Upanishad, you know. One is eating the sweet and sour fruits of the tree, and sometimes bitter also. And the other one is just observing. He's not enjoying or suffering or really try to relish the fruits of the tree. He's just observing. He's Upadrashta. Anumanta. He just observes. He's witness. He's the witness. So this bird, he's actually the Supreme Lord. He's the Purusha, as known as Super Soul of the living entity. He's the witness. And he gives us remembrance, as described in the 15th chapter. He gives us forgetfulness, and he gives us knowledge. This is given by the Supreme Lord, Atma. Definitely he's known as Atma also, because he's also a living entity. But although Upanishads and also in the Gita here, Krishna sometimes describes the Lord also as Atma, it's not the Atma who is the conditioned Atma, the Jivatma. Because the Jivatma and the Atma of the Lord is different. Because the Atma of the Lord is eternal. The Jivatma is also eternal, but we have tendency to become conditioned. No? We are Akshara, especially in the material world. The living entities are Akshara. It means we are actually Kshara, we are fallible, and the living entities in the spiritual world are Akshara, unfailable. No? That's also described in the later chapter here in the Bhagavad Gita. That there are two living entities, the Kshara and the Akshara. So the Aksharas, the unconditioned living entities, they always remain with the Lord. And the Ksharas, those who are conditioned, they live in the material world because out of forgetfulness of the Lord and to become independent, enjoyers and sufferers also accordingly. So it is the Lord who gives us remembrance, he gives us direction from within the heart. Savasyacham ridi sanivishto mataksmitya jnanam apohanam cha. So this is stated in the Gita. It is Krishna sarva, who is in every living entity as the Super Soul. Actually Krishna expands himself first as Balaram. From Balaram Sankarshan becomes manifested. There are two Sankarshan. Sankarshan in Goloka is called Mula Sankarshan, and then the Vaikuntha Sankarshan in Vaikuntha is the origin of the quadruple of Chaturvyuha of the positive Sankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha. And from this Sankarshan, Sankarshan, the three Purushas become manifested. So that means Sankarshan becomes the Super Soul, the Antaryami. Another name of Super Soul is Antaryami. The Lord or the ruler in the heart is in our heart. Antara. Antara means heart, inside. So Sankarshan is the Antaryami. That is stated here of the Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the origin of all the universes. It's stated in the Brahma Samhita, all universes are emanating from his pores, and he breathes out. You know, all the universes emanate, stay for some time, and if he breathes in, then everything enters him again. So you're breathing in, out. And this exhalation and inhalation, it's a time of a whole cosmic manifestation, who is an uncountable time. But for Mahavishnu, it's only a breathing out and a breathing in, one time. So this Mahavishnu is the origin of all the material universes, and he is the origin of the Mahatattva. Mahat. His Mahatattva is like a cloud, where all the ingredients of the material manifestations is inside, in subtle form. Original Mahatattva rests in the body, universal body of Mahavishnu. But if he breathes out, you know, becomes like a cloud, become manifested. And in this way, so many different kinds of universes appear, all based on these material elements contained in the Mahatattva. So the Supersoul of the Mahatattva, or of the entire universal creation, is actually Sankarshan. Therefore, Sankarshan is also known as Atma sometimes, and also sometimes known as Jiva. But it's very clearly stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, if Lord Sankarshan is described as Jiva or Atma, doesn't mean that he's a conditioned Jiva or a conditioned Atma. He still is the Supreme Lord. But because, why he is described as Atma? Because he is also a living entity. He's a self, he's not a non-person. He's not just a divine light. So therefore he's known as Atma. And why he is Shiva? Because he's the reservoir of all the Jivas. Therefore he's also sometimes known as Shiva, but he's not in the reservoir. He's the origin and the maintainer of this reservoir, and therefore he's known also as Jiva. So Sankarshan is the Antaryami, the Supersoul of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, expansion of Mahavishnu, that means the first manifestation of Sankarshan is Mahavishnu, Karana Dakshay Vishnu. He lies on Karana ocean, on Anantashesh, who has 1,000 heads. And this Anantashesh is also a manifestation of Balaram Sankarshan. So he becomes like the divine bedstead, the place where the Lord rests. He rests in Yoga Nidra. But his sleep is a divine sleep, is a slumber. No, it's not ignorance. No. Like the living entities, we have tendency to sleep at night, and also we are sleeping even in the day, because we are not really awake. Because somebody who is awake, who is manifested and established on the transcendental platform. How this platform is called? Turiya. Sanskrit. Turiya. This is the transcendental platform. So Lord Vishnu is on the level, on the platform of Turiya. That means transcendental, transcendence. Pure transcendence. That means there's no agitation of the modes of material nature. There's no ignorance. There's no passion. There's no goodness in the material term. It's not existing there. On the level of Turiya. Turiya is pure transcendence. And this Turiya platform is also known as Vasudeva platform, or Shuddha Sattva. Therefore the Lord is also sometimes known as Vasudeva, because the platform where we can perceive Him and serve Him and stay in eternal relation with Him as eternal servant is known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Krishna is Vasudeva, and the platform to serve Him is known as Vasudeva, short Vasudeva, and Krishna is Vasudeva. Sattvam Vishuddha Vasudeva Shaptitam. That's described in the Bhagavatam by Lord Shiva. The platform to engage in devotional service is called Vasudeva Sattva. The pure transcendental goodness, where there is no material action and reaction of the modes of material nature. Although the Lord is the source of the modes of material nature, the gunas, He is not bound by the gunas. He is Guneshwara. is Guneshvara. That means he is the controller of all the gunas. And he's also Gunarnava. He manifests the gunas. And he maintains the gunas, because the gunas are manifestations from him. But the living entities who are tiny, they actually become conditioned by these gunas. Daivisha gunamai mamamaya turateya ameva ye prapatyante mayam etam tarantite. So this is my maya, my gunas. And they are very difficult to overcome. But Krishna is not influenced by this guna, because it's Guneshvara, it's Gunarnava. He's never influenced, never in touch, although it comes from him. Although he maybe enters these gunas, this material world, he never becomes a product of guna. He always stays in Turiya, transcendental platform. Only the living entities who try to enjoy in this material world, exploiting the material nature, for them they have trouble with the gunas. So therefore, to bewilder the living entities, to keep them in this material world, the gunas are acting here. The Lord manifests them. Mahavishnu creates from him, manifests Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, who lies in the Garbhodaka ocean. From Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, a lotus appears from his navel, where on that lotus Lord Brahma takes birth. So the super soul of the Garbhodaka Vishnu, who is the father actually of Lord Brahma, the super soul is known as Pradyumna. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Where is Aniruddha? Aniruddha is the super soul. So Pradyumna is the antaryami of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, the Vishnu who is in charge for one universe. And then this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands himself in Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, or the super soul, Antaryami, and he becomes the super soul of all the living entities. He is Aniruddha. So in this way, this tattva, Purusha tattva, this very great science, very technical. In Bhagavatam, we can read a lot about it in the first three cantos. There's a lot of descriptions about the Purushas, how they're manifesting, how they're expanding, how they maintain, how they annihilate the universe. It's all stated very nicely, scientifically, in Bhagavatam. And also it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in the Satvata Tantra, it's also mentioned. Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami describes one chapter about the Purushas. So those who are interested in that subject, you know, there's a lot of information in the scriptures of the Purushas. But this is a very technical and sometimes very complex and difficult to understand. Actually, we cannot understand, because it is above our imagination and understanding. We cannot even understand this little world here, you know, how we can understand the Purushas, you know, even one Purusha, the super soul, and what to speak of the Purusha Garbo and or Karana. That's above our imagination, understanding. And it's also not needed to fully understand. Therefore, Krishna, he revealed this, he gave this information to Arjuna. Why? Because Arjuna, you are Gutakesha. Because you are above sleep. You conquer the sleep. You are not in ignorance. You are not in tamasa.
Tamasa people, you know, I cannot explain what is Purusha, what is the super soul, what is the beginning, middle, and end, you know, because they are too much conquered by different levels of sleep. But you are known as Gudakesh. You know how he got the name Gudakesh, Arjun? Because he actually was a Kshatriya, as you know. And he was in the school of Drona, Dronacharya. And Dronacharya, he was the main martial art teacher at his time, you know. All the elite princes, you know, came to him, you know, to study from him, you know, martial art and war art, according to Dhanurveda. And he was very, 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 very powerful, this Dronacharya, and very knowledgeable about this science. And Arjuna was one of his students. Karna, all the Kauravas, Duryodhan, Yudhishthir, Bhima, Ashwatthama. And in the end, even, you know, the enemy who took birth to kill him, he even accepted him and taught him the Dhanurveda. Who was he? Trishtyadyumna. Trishtyadyumna. Even he, although he was born, you know, to kill Drona. But Drona, he told, when he heard that Trishtyadyumna, he wants to learn from him about Dhanurveda, because he was the best of all the teachers. He was the greatest professor. Dhanurveda. So much Ayurveda nowadays, so I became also a little brainwashed. Dhanurveda. So he accepted Drona, and Drona accepted him because he took shelter in him, although later on he killed him. He knew. Trishtyadyumna, he was born to kill him, but still he accepted him as a disciple and taught him everything. Everything. I don't go in detail. I only say he was born. But now the topic is Arjun. Why he got the title or the name Gudakesh? Because he was so eager, you know, to learn this Dhanurveda. The basic of or the main thing of Dhanurveda is actually how to shoot bow and arrow and to become a perfect archer. It's a big science, you know. It's an incredible science of mind control, sense control, meditation, absorption. You know, you cannot have a single thing thought in mind if you want to become a good archer. It's such a great self-control. It's practically like a yoga process. Arjuna, he was so eager to learn this perfection of Dhanur. Therefore, he's also known as Dhanurdhar. He always was walking around with the Dhanur, with the bow and the arrows, skiver. He was so eager, day and night, not only in the daytime, even the nighttime. Although Dronacharya always told, always look, that Arjuna never, trains in the night. And that the light never goes out in the night. But sometimes, you know, the night, Arjuna went out in the night secretly to shoot target in the night. And the light went off. Fire went off. There was no light. And he trained all over the night in the darkness. And he started to release arrows. Because one time he was eating dinner, and suddenly light went off, and he was eating. He realized something. If my hand with the food in the hand, can meat find my mouth without seeing it, then I also can shoot arrows without seeing the target. Understand? So he went out with the bow and arrow in the night, and he started to train, exercise, how to shoot a target without seeing it, just by sound, just by meditation. And when Drona, his guru, one time heard this shh, 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 in the night, you know, this very serial sound of the arrows, he wondered, what's going on? Everyone should sleep of my students. Now he went out on this Arjuna. He was shooting arrows, you know, very eagerly in the night. And he embraced him and he told him, oh, you are so wonderful, serious, eager student. I will give you a blessing. You will become the best archer. And actually from this time on, he got the name Gudakesh. He who conquered the sleepiness or sleep, because he was absorbed. He was absorbed in learning the art of Dhanur, how to release arrows with a bow. So, and because he was very good in that, and he conquered the sleep because of that, so therefore Krishna understood Arjuna. He's actually very, very, very much capable to understand the transcendental science, because he conquered the sleep already. He know how to fix on a target, on the supreme target, even without seeing it, with his intelligence, with his meditation, he could understand. Therefore he subtly, Krishna tells to Arjuna, because you are Gudakesha, I want to give you this information about the Purushas, about the Super Soul in the heart. Although nobody in this world can see and understand, but you are capable to understand, because you conquer the sleep, you are not in ignorance, and you are focused. Even you cannot see that goal, you can understand it, you can see it with your internal vision. Therefore I want to give you the information. I don't want to bewilder you. Because Purusha Tattva, Super Soul, like that, this is very, it's a very, very, very complicated for materialistic. I cannot understand this. Only a student who is very awake, who is very serious, who is very concentrated, Tanya, who is very concentrated, can understand. Therefore Krishna, therefore Bhagavatam says, those who have their mind too much absorbed in the bodily concept of life, on family, wife, children, bank balance, house, etc., for them it's very difficult, you know, to fix their mind on Krishna, because they are too much bewildered, they are too much unattentive. And if you are too much unattentive, you cannot absorb in the transcendental science, because to absorb in transcendental science of Krishna consciousness, you have to be concentrated. Then we cannot think about Griha and our own problems or happiness or something between. Then we have to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. Only in this way, actually, Krishna consciousness can really act. It can always act. We can get some benefit. But the supreme act or result we can only attain if we actually wake up. If we become focused, clear in the mind, you know, understand the seriousness of going back home, back to Godhead, to go to connect with Krishna. Because without connection to Krishna, who is Avatari, the original of avatars, we are lost in this material world, life after life. Of course, we are never lost because Supersoul is always with us, guiding us. No? But he guides us as long as we have not a desire and the focus, like Arjuna had, focus on one goal, on one target. If we don't have this, if we lose this out of sight and become bewildered by Deha Patra Kala Tradishu, Atma Sai Nisha Satsu Api, Desham Pramatu Nidanam Pashyanapi Na Pashyati, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Rinang Santi Sahasasa Apashyati Atma Tatvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. Then we hear, instead of about Krishna, about Katha, about Krishna, and about his different avatars and incarnations, and even about his creations, creation, and about his devotees, if we don't have tendency, a taste for that, or absorption in that, then Sahasrasu, we hear so many topics. Shudravardini Rajendra, Rinang Santi Sahasrasa, Apashanti Atma Tatvam, Griheshu Grihamedinam. But the Grihamedi not has tendency to hear about Krishna, to absorb in Krishna, only thinking about family life, about enjoyment in this material world, or maintenance of this material life, struggle of material existence. So, there's a struggle of material existence, because the material world is not a pleasurable abode, it's not a pleasurable place to stay. So we have to connect with Krishna. To connect with Krishna, we have to understand that actually everything is related to Krishna. The Purushas, this material creation, inside and outside, everything is practically maintained and given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also is our well-wisher, he's our best friend. And he actually wants to help us. He gives us the hand. But we have to make first endeavor. We have to make one step. Like Prabhupada used to say, if you make one step, Krishna makes 10 steps. But one step you have to make first. And don't make step backwards. If you one time make step towards Krishna, don't go back. Always go make more steps. And Krishna will help you from within, from without, from Guru, Vaishnavas, will help you. Shastra will help you. So Krishna is very merciful. He gives us opportunity to understand him fully as he is through the agency of his devotee, like Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita. So by regularly reading Bhagavad Gita, as Prabhupada used to say, if you read my books, even if you cannot read the whole book, if you read one chapter, if you read one page, if you read one sentence, even one word, it will change your life. You will become Krishna conscious. So wonderful these books are, because Prabhupada, he put so much Krishna in every book, in every page. And the information about it, it's so packed with Krishna consciousness, it's charged up with Krishna consciousness, therefore you cannot avoid to become Krishna conscious. You only can avoid it if you try to completely leave everything aside, not read anymore, don't chant anymore, close your eyes, sleep the whole time, either night sleep or day sleep, and so in this way, maybe you'll forget. And definitely we will forget. But the process of Krishna consciousness is made, it's made to wake us up, to come to the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and for that we have to read Prabhupada's books. We have to absorb in this wonderful literature. Smartayam Satatam Vishnu, Vismatam Napavasyaji. These are the first two rules and most important rules of all rules. Always to remember Krishna is the first one, and the second one, to never forget him. And whenever there's a list of qualifications or qualities of a devotee, or sadhu, the main quality is always Krishnaika Sharanam. To always take shelter in Krishna. Because if we only give attention to rules and regulations, and even knowledge for the sake of knowledge, the rules and regulations for the sake of rules and regulations, chanting just for chanting, not even for absorbing, and actually really trying to go in contact with Krishna, to become Krishna conscious, then we will have some benefit, because Krishna consciousness is always electrifying, consciously or unconsciously. But you can imagine if you, with more wakeful and attentive concentration in reading, chanting, serving, remembering, and everything becomes clear, it becomes revealed. We cannot go to Krishna by our own force. Therefore, Balaram, he's Bala, he's giving us energy, he gives us power to understand and intelligence how to come to Krishna and to serve Krishna, and that, so that we don't have to take birth again in this material world. Yaktva deham punarjama naiti mameti sochuna, so that we can connect. And as stated in the first canto of Bhagavatam, actually those who understand Krishna and his avatars and the Purushas, and they always accept them in the transcendental position, that they are never in touch with, although they are in, maybe come in contact with material nature as avatars coming down, that they are not in, but they are never influenced by it. Or the Purushas also, they are in touch with the material energy, but they are not influenced by it. If you understand that and meditate about that, you also become like that. You also become transcendental. Just understand Krishna Tattva, Vishnu Tattva. It's transcendental. It is Turiya. It is not a material product. And therefore, it is the most beneficial thing to understand this Tattva of Vishnu or Krishna consciousness by in the association of devotees, learn these signs, reading these books, and in this way everything becomes more and more manifested. In this way, it's very great mysteria, miracle and mercy, but practical in the same time, and it functions. Any question? Yes. Yeah, that's the mantra, yeah. What is the difference now? Ram Ram or Rama Rama? Doesn't matter. Oh, Ram. Because it's not Rama. So you can also chant Ram Ram Hare Hare. Like Prabhupada, you can say Prabhupada and you can say Prabhupada, right? No. Because it's not a long A with a line above the A. Both correct. But don't say Rama, because Rama becomes the goddess of fortune. Because sometimes in the kirtan, sometimes here, Hare Rama. actually don't chant Ram name, they chant Lakshmi, Lakshmi name. Or another one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they don't chant Krishna name. Draupadi. Krishna, no, it's Draupadi. So therefore you have to pronounce the mantra properly. But I say, if you chant now Hare Rama, or Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it's both, from my point of view, proper, and it's not a controversy, or how to say it, not as the effect, because Balaram, you can either call him Rama, Balarama, or Balaram. Or Ramachandra also is Ram or Rama. And Radha Raman is also Radha Ramana or Radha Raman. So it's a folk. Anything else? Ultimately, everything comes from Krishna, not? Everything comes from Krishna, and at one point, before you come to this material world, you maybe this place is called Tathashta. So, but doesn't mean that everyone is just coming from Tathashta. Understand, you just have to understand, you know, we are in this material world. Although you are Tathashta from energy, from Tattva, still you are in the material world, and you have now a material body. So is now this material body the source? You come from the material world? Yes, from the scientific point of view. No. And from the Tathashta Shakti marginal point of view, we come from the marginal level. No. But from Srila Prabhupada and what he has given us, we're coming from Krishna. Because originally we all have Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. It is there. It's eternal. It's Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. It's not something what you have to get from outside. It's not something what somebody has to teach you. It is Nitya Siddha and Krishna. Nitya Siddha. Krishna Prema is Nitya Siddha. It's described in Nectar of Devotion. It is not something what you have to learn. Love you cannot learn. Either you have it or you don't have it, right? To love somebody you cannot learn. So either you have the love or you don't have it. No? But because you are a living entity, everyone has the love. This, especially the Krishna Prema. No? But because we are since time immemorial in contact with this material nature, gliding down from the highest platform slowly, more and more down to lower. Therefore, we are, therefore now we are, we don't have this Krishna Prem. But if you come in contact with somebody who gives you, who has this Krishna Prem, like a devotee, and with Bhakti Shastra, with scriptures of describing loving devotional service, Bhakti liturgies, and with devotees who are practicing this process, this love can become reawakened. Like for example, if you associate with rascals, you become rascal. If you associate with saintly person, you become saintly person. So as association is important. But it is already there. Because without that that you have it inside, the program is already there. It cannot manifest. So that means the living entity actually has love to Krishna. This Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Sada Koranoi Shravana Adishuti Chitta Koryodai. But we have to reawaken it. We have to wake it up. You cannot get it from outside. If it is not already there, you cannot get it from outside. Nobody can give you a Krishna Prem from outside if it is not already here. Different levels of service, you know. If you serve the instruction of your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures, so that and this way you engage in devotional service, engaging your body, mind and words in Krishna service. Shravanadi Shuti Chitta Koryodai, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, serving Krishna, ninefold process, then this Krishna consciousness become awakened. But it's not something that somebody has to give you from outside. It's here already. It's only dormant. Like in Bhagavatam they state that the misery of the living entity is not needed for him. It's not needed, but because he's in forgetfulness of Krishna, of his eternal relationship with him, he now suffers because of Maya, of the gunas. Therefore the merciful Srila Vyasadeva, he considered that in his meditation, he understood that, he realized that, and in his great deep realization of meditation, in samadhi, he wrote down this Sattvika Samhita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Amala Purana, the spotless Purana, the best of the Sattvika liturgies. Because he understood the living entity, they actually have this tendency to love Krishna. They're his eternal part and parcels. But because they are in the contact with material nature since time immemorial, they consider themselves as a material product. But that is their ignorance, and therefore they have to suffer. But Srila Vyasadeva, he didn't want that they suffer, so he wanted to give them the medicine. That's why all the acharyas or all the devotees who follow Srila Vyasadeva's mood, they act as acharya, they act as a representative of Vyasadeva. They're acting like spiritual master. Spiritual master is a representative of Vyasadeva. Because Vyasadeva is the literary incarnation of the Lord. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishrayasaya Lokasya Danyam Svastanam Mahat. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Lord, and it was composed by the great sage who is a Bhagavan Rishi, who is an incarnation of Lord, of the Lord, to write these Vedic literatures, Vedavyas. And this meant, you know, for supreme auspiciousness and glory for all living entities in this world. So it is always, Bhagavatam is always glorious, it's victorious. Nishrayasaya lokasya danyam svastayanam mahat. It's stated in the third chapter of first canto, conclusion of avatars, description of avatars. Okay, good. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
किबा जाया जाया गोरा चांदे आराते कशोभा किबा जाया गोरा चांदे आरत कसोभा जानवी तटवने जगमन रो भाजान जानवी तटबने जगमन रो भाजान किबा दखी ने ताए चांद बामे गदा धारा किबा दखी ने ने ताए चांद बामे गदा धारा निकटे आदता श्रीने बसत्र निकटे आदता श्रीने बसत्र किबा बसी गोरा चांदे रत्न सिंहासने किबा बसे गोरा चांदे रत्न सिंहासने आरते करना ब्रह्मा आज बगाने आरते करना ब्रह्मा आदि दे बगाने आरा किबा नारा યાદ કરે સમર ઢોલાયા હરે આદ કરે ચામર ઢોલાયા સંજયા મુકુંદા વાસુ ગોસાદી ગાયા સંજયા સંજયા મુકુંદા વાસુ ગોસાદી ગાયા સંજયા શંખ બાજે ઘંટા બાજે બાજે કરતા શંખ બાજે ઘંટા બાજે બાજે કરતાલ મધુરા મૃદંગ બાજે પરમ રસાલા મધુરા મૃદંગ વાજે પરમ રસાલા માનો કિબા બહો કોટે ચંદ્રજને બદન ઉજાલા કિબા બહો કોટે ચંદ્ર જેને બદન ઉજાલા ગલા પેશે બને માલા કરે ઝલમાલા રે ગલા દેશે બને માલા કરે ઝલમાલા શિવા શિવ શુક નારદ પ્રેમ ગદા ગાદા કિવા શિવ શુક નારદ પ્રેમ ગદા ગાદા ભકતે બિનરા દેખે ગોરાર સંપાદા ભકતે ভাকাতে বিনোদা দেখে গৌরার সমাদা কিবা জয় জয় গৌরা চাঁদে আরতি কশোভা বল জানা বেতাটাবনে জাগমন লো ভাজা জানা বেতাটাবনে জাগমন লো ভাজা জয় গৌরনেতার 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 জয় গৌরনেতার জয় নেতাই গৌরাঙ্গ জয় নেতাই গৌরাঙ্গ নেতাই গৌরাঙ্গ জয় নেতাই গৌরাঙ্গ নেতাই গৌর হরি বল 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 নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিতাই কি শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর ললিতা বিশাখা দেবী কি জগদ্গুরু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈতা গদাধর শ্রীবাসরি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈতা গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare. Hey Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare.
सभी हाथ ऊपर करिए, जितने भी यहाँ भक्त वृंद है सब हाथ ऊपर करिए और प्रेम से बोलिए
हरे
कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे.
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय प्रहलाद लाद दायने प्रहलाद लाद दायने हिरण्याकाशे पूर्वक्षया हिरण्याकाश पूर्वक्षाया हिरण्याकाश पूर्वक्षाया शिलाटंगाना खालाय शिलाटंगाना खालाय इतो नरसिंह परतो नरसिंह इतो नरसिंह परतो नरसिंह इतो नरसिंह परतो नरसिंह जाया जातो जातो जामिता तो नरसिंह यातो जातो जामिता तो नरसिंह बहे नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह बहे नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह बाए नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह नरसिंह मदिन शरणं प्रपादे नरसिंह मदिन शरणं प्रपादे तब कर कमल मरे नखा अदुत सिंह दलिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनु भृंग केशव धृता नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे तव जय नरसिंहदे 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 जय नरसिंहदे जय प्रह्लाद महाराज प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरे बोल हरे बोल जाया जय प्रभुपाद 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 जाया जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय नरसिंहदेव भगवान की प्रह्लाद महाराज के जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद के हरिनाम संकीर्तन के श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर के श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री गौर निताय की गौर प्रमानंदे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama,